This week marks the 30th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision that made abortion legal in the United States. Over the years, American opponents of abortion have had success blocking the procedure overseas. The Reagan administration, for example, cut off federal funding to international family planning groups that provided legal abortions or counseling or referral for abortions. That 1984 decision, announced in Mexico City, is known as the Global Gag Rule. It went away under President Clinton, but has since been revived under the current President Bush. And while the intent was to prevent abortions, health policy experts say that perhaps just the opposite has occurred. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Between 1995 and 2000, according to a study conducted by the Global Health Council, nearly 700,000 women died as a result of unintended pregnancies.
The report shows that this was truly a preventable tragedy. If they had had access to family planning, they wouldn't have gotten pregnant. They wouldn't have suffered through those risks.
Niels Dallaire, the council's executive director, says 400,000 women, or two-thirds of maternal mortalities from unintended pregnancies, were attributed to abortions. Dallaire says the vast majority of those who experienced them were women who were married and already had several children.
What the reality is in the developing world is that women carry an enormous burden. They are the hardest workers in their societies. They have to take care of their children, their homes, their husbands. And the fact that they are experiencing pregnancy after pregnancy means that they don't get a chance to lift themselves up above the waterline.
Childbirth and pregnancy is a fairly routine medical experience in the United States and other industrial countries. But 40% of the women in developing countries deliver without the help of family planning services or medical assistance. At a time when the largest group of young people ever is reaching their childbearing years, however, support for these services are declining and have been under attack.
Oh, we have a long way to go.
Thuraya Obaid, a Saudi Arabian, took charge of the United Nations Population Fund in 1995. That was the year after the Cairo Population Conference, when the focus in family planning shifted from population control to a family's right to choose the spacing and number of children.
There are many men in traditional societies who are supportive of this agenda.
Obaid says it is not necessarily developing countries that have failed to live up to the Cairo Pact. They have contributed 80% of their share of the United Nations family planning budget. Developed countries only half of what they promised. And the agency's budget has shrunk from more than $400 million in 1995 to $260 million. Part of that is due to a global recession, but the U.S. withheld $34 million under pressure from U.S. conservatives.
If we had been given that amount, we would have prevented 2 million unwanted pregnancies, nearly 800,000 induced abortions, 4,700 maternal deaths, nearly 60,000 cases of serious maternal illness and disability, and over 77,000 infant and child deaths. This is an overall picture.
Is that within 1 year or is that over a period of time?
Yes, 800,000 induced abortions in 1 year.
When President Bush came into office, he reinstated the Global Gag Rule, which bars funding for any organization that provides abortion-related services. President Clinton had lifted it. Conservatives in the Bush administration also fought to change parts of the 1994 Cairo Declaration, which Clinton delegates had negotiated. They wanted to eliminate references to condoms and such terms as reproductive health services, which Austin Roos of the conservative group, the Human Rights Institute, says has been used to promote abortion.
The two states that have the most open abortion policies in the world are the United States and China. The United States, under the Clinton administration, tried to extend that type of abortion on demand up to and after birth to every nation in the world through UN documents.
Roos points out that the money taken from the United Nations now pays for family planning services directly through the United States Agency for International Development. He says he is not opposed to family planning.
We talk about maternal health care, basic health care. In Ireland, for instance, where abortion is against the law, they have one of the lowest maternal mortality rates in the world because they have a first-world medical system. And that's what we have to give women, is a first-world medical system.
On the other hand, according to the Global Health Council study, and countries with some of the most stringent laws on the books against abortion, Catholic countries like Peru, the Honduras, Brazil, and traditional Islamic countries, 50-60% of women who had unintended pregnancies wound up having abortions. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.